I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to our first Halloween edition of Bridge the Atlantic. We are your host, music web designer, Ross Barber, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians. And as you can see, I'm a fox today.
Yes, he's a fox, and I am a ninja turtle, as well as an award-winning singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, Marcin Novelli, solo artist extraordinaire, and founder of the electronic rock band Midnight Soundtrack.
We're spicing up our format by having four guests on the show today. For anyone who saw our holiday special last year, you'll know that things got a little crazy. And with these four guests, we're sure this is going to be a lot of fun.
So please welcome, in alphabetical order, singer-songwriter Andrew DeLeon, singer-songwriter Charlotte Erickson, a.k.a. The Glass Child, singer-songwriter and Finger 11 guitarist James Black, and singer-songwriter Janet Devlin. Happy Halloween, you crazy kids! How's it going? How are you all doing? Oh, who's that? Who was just talking there? That just sounded like a robot. Who was that? that just tried talking? Was that James?
That was me.
Oh, okay. Okay, want to give that another shot?
I said I didn't know we were supposed to wear costumes.
What's that?
Costumes.
What about the costumes?
I didn't know we were supposed to wear them.
Yeah, I told you you were supposed to have a costume. I specifically said like five times, like, this is dressing up. And you said, I don't wear costumes, I wear concepts. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
You did say that.
So what's the concept?
Well, you're always dressed up though, Andrew.
Yeah. Or drunk.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so let's get started right away. I want to ask each and every one of you one childhood memory of Halloween that stands out to you. Let's just be random with this and go with James.
Wow. I guess I remember going as one of the guys from ZZ Top when I was like 7 years old. I didn't really know who they were, but my dad must have been a big fan. So I was traipsing around in this long leather coat and a fake beard and a cardboard guitar. People would ask me who I was. I was like, I think I'm a guy in ZZ Top, but I don't really know who they are.
Now it's kind of coming true, though.
Yeah, now that I look back at the pictures, I it looks like I was a cool kid, but at the time I had no idea.
It's come full circle, you know?
Yeah.
Janet, how about you?
I think one year I went Zorro, but I actually had a horse. So I took my horse trick-or-treating around my local village. So that was fun.
How about you, Andrew? What's a childhood memory of Halloween that stands out to you?
Ghost face for like five fucking years.
What's that? We're losing you on there. What's that?
Oh, the way that bleeped out there, it sounded like you said some really heinous, bestial things. I heard goat, and then it kind of blipped in and out.
So you did something with a goat. That's what your Halloween memory is, right, Andrew?
Yes. We're gonna we'll get that.
Okay, Charlotte, so we'll come back to Andrew there. Can you tell us one childhood memory of Halloween that stands out to you?
Well, I don't know if it's just Sweden or just my family, but we never did any Halloween stuff. But I was the only girl in my family, and so obviously I was the one who always had to knock on the door to ask for candy, because that was all Halloween was about for us. And so naturally I really didn't like Halloween because I always had to do the awkward stuff and I never got the candy anyway.
Russ, didn't you read something up about Sweden and Halloween?
Yeah. No,
this is fun facts.
Yeah, I didn't want to present this as a fact because I'm not 100% sure that it's a fact. I think it's kind of more of a half fact. So I heard that Halloween didn't really come to Sweden until the 90s. And even still, it's not that widely celebrated. And also that Halloween originated from Ireland. There you go. This is two of my facts.
This is why you guys come back to Bridge the Atlantic. This is the kind of stuff you just can't learn anywhere else, you know?
These are the golden nuggets.
Is that true? In Sweden, is Halloween Brent very new?
Apparently.
Yeah, no, we never really, like, celebrated it. We only just had a lot of candy.
But you were alive at a point where there was no Halloween, and then one year there was?
Well, I guess it was a Halloween. It's just not that special.
Do you guys carve pumpkins? Do you guys dress up? What do you guys do?
We do have a pumpkin step, but
that's the best part.
Not much more than that. I never did the pumpkin though. Yeah.
I have two orange pumpkins and a white pumpkin this year, and I'm going to carve them up with my 3-year-old. So that'll be fun. So
white pumpkin.
Yes, it's a white pumpkin.
I didn't even know they existed.
Yeah, I think they're. I haven't. They've
An
only
albino
been,
lantern.
Albino lantern. There you go, James. You live in the near me, so you know that they're around here. And I hadn't really seen them actually up until a couple of years ago. But so Russ, I'd like to hear. Do you have any childhood memories of Halloween?
I remember the one year that I never really wanted to go out.
This is what this show has come to.
I know.
Come to
this, just make this, one up now. I guess
this is pure entertainment. This is what we get paid the big bucks for. Really,
the one sort of childhood memory I have of Halloween, because I never really wanted to go out for Halloween. I was never really that bothered about it. But then this one year that I decided I did want to go out, I wanted to dress up as this video game character called Tombi. And like, this is the stupidest thing, because this game wasn't even popular. It wasn't successful. So no one was going to have a clue who I was. So I did wear like pajamas, which he didn't wear, by the way. He didn't wear pajamas. And some sort of pink, like tinsel-y wig, because he had like bright pink hair that stuck up. But I had no way of doing bright pink hair that stuck up. Ridiculous. So I wore this tinsel-y wig, pajamas, and just told everyone that I was this character from this video game that no one had heard of. And I think everyone probably just thought that I was some weird kid, which I was.
Which you were.
And actually, when I say I was a kid, I'm pretty sure I was like 13. But because I was so small, like everyone thought I was like 8. I guess it's kind of a good memory, actually.
Well, I will tell you, my childhood memory, I think I was about 4, maybe 5. And my sister, my older sister, 5 years older than me, always wanted a younger sister. So she decided to dress me up as a girl for Halloween. And the fun part was every house I went to, just about everyone would say, "Oh, she's so cute. She didn't feel like dressing up as Halloween." Yeah, and my sister still says to this day that is what influenced a lot of just who I am to this day. So sometimes we all just want to look pretty, right? So it's okay.
You look very pretty right now.
Pretty right now? Because, you know, I was a little self-conscious, pretty. But I thought, you know.
It looks like you have like a bum on the front of your shirt.
You know what? That's what I was going for. The front ass look, yeah. You know, that's what I was going for.
It's a good look for you.
Okay, so now we've given a little history behind ourselves. We just want to kind of, I guess we want to relate this a little bit to music, Ross. Maybe. Is that kind of what we do? Or are we just going to talk? We're just going to talk like friends. What do you think? Yeah, bring it to music.
Let's bring it to music. Yeah.
All right, so we want to ask in all your opinions, and you can just kind of, whoever has an opinion first, just jump in. How can we use a holiday like Halloween to promote our music? Because I know that, Charlotte, you released the animated video for Insanity on Halloween one year. And Andrew, you released a Christmas EP. So I kind of like to think, like to get your opinions on what can we do as artists to kind of, I don't want to say capitalize on a holiday, but to use it to as a fun way to share our music. And maybe
that would be one, like you're talking about a Christmas EP, like, The one complaint about Christmas songs and Halloween songs and all that stuff is that they're so old and stuffy. Like, there's no good new ones. So I guess taking a stab at writing a good Halloween song. But
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I have not.
Well, here's a new task for you.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, Christmas albums, Christmas EPs, they're a lot more common than Halloween EPs. And I think I remember, Andrew, when we had you on last time, the one thing you pointed out that was really good is it's something that you can always promote again and again every year, because there's only a small window to promote a Christmas album.
Yeah,
you know, so you get like about a month, and then you can keep doing that for years to come, and people don't really get tired of it. I'd like to hear from you, Charlotte, on kind of how that worked for you to release a video on Halloween or the week of Halloween, and how that kind of transpired to like with sales and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I think that every holiday is just a great excuse to kind of make a big thing of anything. And so even if it's Halloween or Christmas or like Easter or summer holidays or whatever, I think that all these kind of small holidays, they're just really great ways to have an excuse to send out a newsletter or have a sale or do a promotion.
James, I don't know, have you and Finger 11, have you guys ever dressed up on stage for Halloween? I have a feeling that you would. Yeah, I think we
intend to do that this year. We're doing two Halloween gigs. We're doing like the Halloween Howler out in Vancouver on the 30th, and then we're somewhere nearby on the 31st. So yeah, one year we all got done up like zombies.
Nice.
Which lasts like about four or five songs, and then the sweat just all starts to fall off. But yeah, we've taken a good stab at Halloween many times. I really enjoy Halloween. Any chance to dress up, I get a kick out of it for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it just brings a live show to a whole other element and makes it a fun event and everyone else. I don't know if you guys encourage other people to kind of dress up with you.
Well, there was, we played like it was a major costume contest, and the guy who won was actually like in like, I don't even know the scale of it, but you know the AT-AT from Star Wars, the Imperial Walker in the beginning of Empire Strikes Back. This guy had two people in this giant, like, they could barely get in the room. So they won. So yeah, it was amazing. We saw some pretty amazing costumes. There was a Barbie, a blonde girl dressed like a Barbie inside the box. So like imagine a giant Barbie box. And she was, you know, she had a hard time getting a drink, but looked cool.
So that's awesome. I think that just like Charlotte said, if you can, you know, all these are little excuses for me. Like, I don't even look at it as a way to market your music. I look at it as a way to have fun and just bring your art to like a whole nother level and have a fun experience with people, because that's what it should be really about. Right. And another way to kind of, you know, use Halloween to your advantage. I know, Janet, didn't you do a special Halloween spooktacular stage show?
Yeah, I'm doing one this year as well. This one's on the 29th of October, but last year, it's like obviously the online show, so it means like anybody can tune in wherever they are in the world. And we do like two shows, and we also have like costume competition. So like people tweet in their costume, and we're like, "Oh, that's amazing! You get a prize!" And like me and my guitar player just go absolutely nuts. Like I think we spent like 20 minutes singing just the Monster Mash last year because everyone was just like, "Yeah, this is bomb!" So
are you, when you do that, it's obviously live, it's a live stream. So yeah. Are you very active on social media when you do that too?
Yeah. Well, not so much on like Twitter and things like that. I just try to stay like the stage. It has a chat room feature.
Like within stage.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can see what everyone's typing and stuff. But at the end of the night, cause I'll get them to use a hashtag for like their costumes and stuff. So like I'll jump on and be like, "Oh, that was a great costume. I'll favorite that. So then I pick, you know, three or four.
That sounds really similar to Jane. Like James is just doing really like a live show and you're doing a live stream. So I think that's really neat, and that's a cool way to kind of incorporate everybody. Although I think Ross would probably lose just because of that ridiculous fox head.
I know.
Sitting on
well
his head.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh no, here we go, kids.
Is this a fox from a video game?
Actually it's not.
Is it Firefox?
I just had it in
yeah, exactly.
It has a tail.
I bet you that fox
oh,
costume.
Please show us the tail.
I bet you that fox costume looks closer to
what?
Show us your butt.
To what he was intending with the story.
See, it has a tail.
Someone else's fucking tail.
This is just so weird. I don't know why, but like when Marcio said that we had to dress up, I was like, "Oh no, not this again! I hate dressing up."
You fought it. You fought it.
So I had it in my head that I wanted to get a fox onesie for this show, and because that was the only thing I had in my head, that was the only thing I was going to buy. So I was looking for ages on Amazon trying to find a fox onesie, and they all look pretty terrible. And I mean, this was the least terrible of them all, and it's actually too small. And I'm small. I'm 5'4". This apparently fits up to 5'6". This does not fit up to 5'6". I'm like, I'm actually like stretching it, and I pulled it like right up to make it like more comfortable. I can't wait to take this off.
So just going back one second, because that was a terrible story, Ross.
Two for two, buddy.
Two for two. I think, you know, it's kind of interesting. I want to go back to the idea of doing like a special Halloween, like either a Halloween special or Halloween EP or album. I think an album would be a little difficult, but I think the benefit of doing like a Christmas album is the fact that you already have a whole slew of songs to use that are in the public domain that everyone loves, and it's just your voice on it. I think it poses a whole nother challenge to do a Halloween EP, but it's something I'd love to challenge some people to, because I think it would be really neat, but it's also, I think you're riding a line of, you know, cheesiness, and you know, you don't want it to be cheesy, but you also want something that's kind of cool, and you don't want to feel like you're just doing a bunch of weird sound effects, you know. I'd like to ask Andrew, like, have you ever considered doing a Halloween EP, and if you did, what would you do?
I wouldn't.
That's good. You know, I'm kind of with you on that. I think what Charlotte did was great.
That was so the best payoff ever.
That really was. I think what Charlotte did was great, though, because she didn't write a Halloween song. She just wrote a song that happened to work really well for Halloween with a music video, which you guys should check out. It's a really good song. Are you guys ready for 20 questions, by the way?
Sure.
Because this is going to be a lot of fun. Andrew, bats or cats?
Cats.
Charlotte, the Addams Family or Casper?
The Addams Family, all the time.
Good choice. Wednesday is my hero.
good to know, Ross. Good to know. James, Michael Myers or Ghostface?
So what is Ghostface?
I don't know. Ross,
Scream. He's the killer from Scream.
Oh, that.
I guess. I don't honestly know if I've seen the original Halloweens. Yeah, I know who he is, Mike Myers, but I'll go with Ghostface because I've seen those.
They have a new series on that. I don't know. It's kind of cheesy.
It was all
like
right.
I watched the Rob Zombie ones, but the original ones I never did see, so I don't have that nostalgia for it.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't care for the Rob Zombie ones, so I would have thought he would be the perfect guy to make a Halloween EP.
Yes, he would. Wouldn't
he? He would, actually. Yes. I mean, his name's Rob Zombie, so exactly, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Ghostface. Thank you for telling me that's what that guy's name is.
Yeah, I didn't know. Ross is our research department, yeah. So, you know, he gets this shit right. He knows what
sometimes.
He's doing. No, he doesn't.
Sometimes. So, Janet, apparently these are Irish Halloween traditions, and I'm relying on my research skills. So, would you prefer cabbage picking or snap apple?
What? I'm going to go snap apple.
Is that like bobbing for apples?
I think so.
Like code for dirty things.
I agree. I agree.
But from
I kinda
the picture
like
that I saw, it looked like the apples were hanging from strings.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, you hang them on your door, right? You pin the apple to the door, right? And you hang it from a piece of string. And like you have to try and bite into the apple and get it in your mouth.
Without using your hands?
Without using your hands.
Yeah,
that sounds a little more sanitary than putting your head into like a
not
bucket
really.
Filled
when
with
everyone's
water.
Taking no, it's bites out of an apple.
Actually, you're right.
Oh, everyone's biting the same
one. Oh, yeah. I guess the water would at least wash away some of the germs.
Yeah.
That sounds dirty. I'm gonna try that.
I forgot about that. That was part of my childhood, and I completely forgot. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad I could remind you. Yay! I'm glad I brought that back to you.
Okay, it's you, Russ.
So, Andrew, Freddy Krueger or Jason Voorhees?
Jason Voorhees.
Charlotte, Chucky or Pennywise? Oh, Charlotte is no
Pennywise.
Longer. Is she still there? Let's try that again.
Pennywise.
Oh, yeah,
I'm here.
Pennywise. Who is Pennywise? Can someone enlighten me? I have no idea.
Pennywise
what that
is the clown in It.
Oh, shit. That terrified me as a kid.
Terrifying.
Like,
but
terrified.
Chucky is pretty terrifying.
Oh my god, I'm gonna break up these 20 questions, tell you a little side story about like Chucky. When I was a kid, my mom thought it was really cool to buy me dolls. Not that there's anything
Again,
wrong with
leading
that.
To
but,
how you
but,
are now.
But that coupled with my sister dressing me up as a girl and me at 7 wanting to own a water baby. And like, anyways, that's a side note. So my mom used to put these big dolls at the foot of my bed on this trunk, and one of these dolls looked exactly like Chucky. Like exactly like Chucky. And one day, of course, as like a 3-year-old, my family thought, hey, it's fine. Let this 3-year-old watch Child's Play. This will be fine. So I had nightmares literally for weeks. I would dream that this little doll was getting up and like stabbing me in my bed as a 3 or 4 year old child. So that is my little story just to share with you guys. That's why I'm so fucked up today. So let's carry on.
Makes a lot of sense.
So James, Ghostbusters or Gremlins?
Oh, man. shit. That's a tough question. I might instinctively want to say Ghostbusters, but I don't know. Recently, I've really had a thing for Gremlins, but yeah, I'll go with Ghostbusters. How about that?
Janet, vampires or zombies?
I'm going to go vampires because zombies are dead. So, I mean...
So are vampires, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but they're harder to kill. I think zombies are pretty much easier. Look at this.
James is sporting some Ghostbusters t-shirts here. You know, but the whole new like world of vampires and zombies, they're trying to give scientific scientific backing to the reason why they are that way. If you guys ever watched The Strain, it's like it's a virus that makes them vampires.
But I would definitely go vampire though, because I mean, if there was a zombie apocalypse, I would just like line my house with treadmills and just, you know, zombies are just going to run on those for themselves out.
I like that.
Forever.
Yes.
Yeah, zombies, they die.
Zombies are just dumb, so I'm sticking with the vampire vibe.
I know, I'm with you on that one. As long as it's not Twilight. Sorry if anyone loves Twilight. I'm sorry.
Oh my god,
I'm sorry.
I'm joking.
More of like the Anne Rice kind of vampire.
I'm glittering on the inside.
Yeah, there we go. Andrew, American Horror. This is a really tough one. I did this one just for you, Andrew, because I know this is going to be very difficult for you to choose. I'm sorry. American Horror Story or Marilyn Manson?
Shit. Marilyn Manson.
Wow, that was a tough one. I know how much you love American Horror Story. I'm gonna have to get you to come back in, Andrew, and we're gonna do like overdubs. Okay, Andrew, can you answer it? So that's you. I guess we have to wait till Charlotte.
Can you do it with a Spanish accent though?
I'm gonna overdub all because all your answers are broken up, Andrew. So like, yeah. I'll get you to come in, James, and just do everything with a Spanish accent.
Marilyn Manson.
I love it.
So, Charlotte, witches or werewolves?
That's actually a Swedish thing. We believe in witches.
I read a thing.
Really?
We even have a day when we go burn them. Yeah.
Whoa.
My family used to live in Stockholm. There's this huge mountain where they said they went to burn the witches every year.
Holy shit.
And you can go there and throw stones on the mountain.
Have you done that? Like you climb up a mountain and burn like an effigy thing?
No, you climb up and you throw like a stone or a tree thingy or something, and then you hope that a witch will burn.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, this kind of ties in with American Horror Story Coven, which is awesome. But so James.
Yeah.
Candy apples or candy corn? Don't really know if I've ever had candy corn in my life.
I guess candy corn. I hate candy apples.
What the hell is candy corn?
They're like a little tricolored. They look like almost like a tooth that's fallen out. Like a. Yeah. You ever seen that? It's like white, yellow, and orange. It's just really like pressed sugar, molded sugar.
Oh,
supposed to look like a corn niblet, I think, or something.
Ugh, that doesn't.
It's gross.
Sound good.
Totally gross.
But yet you still pick it.
Yeah.
That's how much he hates candy apples.
Caramel apple, maybe, but candy apple, fuck off. That's gross.
Janet, trick or treat?
Depends what context. Am I asking? Is that?
Let's do both.
Right. I suppose if I'm asking little kids what, like, trick or treat, I kind of want them to do a trick because that's more impressive. But, I'm all for the treats, though. I wish I brought sweets. I mean, I did all this, but I didn't bring any sweets.
I know. You should be munching on something.
I know, right?
Whatever.
I tried candy corn as well. Someone brought me some back from the States, and it was rank, man. It just tastes like... just straight sugar.
Shit.
And glucose.
It tastes like they made it first, and then they were like, shit, we need a purpose for this. Like, I guess Halloween.
Thought it was going to be so good, because like it was in like all of like my childhood films growing up. It's like, oh, candy corn. Ooh. And I was like so pumped, ready to taste it, and it was rank. I was so disappointed.
So like, even candy-coated corn would be better. Like, candy-coated niblet of corn would be better.
Yeah,
I would try that.
Yeah, that sounds
actually, so would I.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I think we just invented a new thing here. So let's get contracts written up, and we'll go to Shark Tank and we'll pitch this.
Okay, I'll get 90%. You guys can split the other 10. That's okay.
So you didn't even say anything. You don't get anything. You don't get anything here.
I'm hosting the call, guys.
Fine, 5%.
Okay.
Cool. Andrew, Hannibal or Dracula?
Dracula.
Charlotte, Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. All right.
James, ghosts or aliens?
That I like better or that I believe
sure,
in?
Sure, sure. Well,
I want to go with what you're most afraid of.
Oh.
I'm not sure I believe in either, but I more believe in alien than ghosts. So I'm more afraid of aliens because, yeah, I guess there's a hint of, holy shit, that could really happen.
Absolutely. Totally. I think, yeah, it's a matter of time.
In the same room, if a ghost showed up and an alien showed up, I would run to the side of the room where the ghost was try to get away from the alien. Yeah.
Well, I believe in both to a certain extent, while also a lot of skepticism. So, Janet, Sabrina the Teenage Witch or Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I mentioned Sabrina earlier. I still watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So, yes,
I think actually we spoke about this when we had when we did the interview before. I recently watched all 7 series of Sabrina the Teenage Witch because I bought the box set,
and
smart. It's actually even funnier now than it was when
Dude,
I was a kid.
There's so much
I
stuff that just went over my head as a child, and I love it. I think it's so much.
And Salem,
Melissa Joan Hart followed me on Twitter, and I legitimately lost my life. I was like, "Oh my god, the childhood!" I rang my mom. I told her, I was like, "Mom, Sabrina the Teenage Witch just followed me on Twitter."
I love it.
Yeah, that happened. That was real. Anyway,
so Ross, there's another apples question apparently because Ross like.
Oh, come on, guys. I don't know much about Halloween. You know, I didn't do anything for Halloween until I wore that pink wig at the age of 12.
He's just a fox, guys. Andrew, bobbing for apples or carving pumpkins?
Carving pumpkins.
Yeah, I'd go for that too any day. You know, I think I only bobbed for apples once when I was in like kindergarten. And I thought, even back then, I thought this is the most disgusting thing of like a bucket filled with filth. And I never wanted anything to do with it again. So, I'm with you on that one, brother.
Charlotte, Hocus Pocus or Beetlejuice?
What? Hocus?
Okay.
Hocus or Beetlejuice?
Maybe you don't know what Hocus Pocus is.
Hocus Pocus a drink.
Because Hocus Pocus is like this terrible movie from the 90s that
terrible.
Ross is in love with. With
awesome.
What's her
Bette
name?
Midler.
Bette Midler's in it. Yeah, it's a
Jessica
classic. Apparently.
Yes, it is a classic.
Well, I'm on the side of Beetlejuice. Going to say one of my favorite movies of all time.
I don't know that they could even be in the same category.
I didn't
Beetlejuice
know.
Beetlejuice is a tested classic.
Exactly. This kind of like
a
I'm offended. I'm offended that they're in the same.
And
category.
Hocus Pocus. Well, it exists.
It's great. It exists and it's great.
So Charlotte, basically, this is kind of like when we ask you Ross or Marcio.
You're now choosing between James and Ross. Yeah.
Yeah. So clearly, James sides with me here. Who are you going to side?
No, sorry, I shouldn't have even piped in. I've painted the well.
Have you? What are you going to pick, Charlotte?
Well, I love turtles.
Yeah. What's that? Beetlejuice?
You gonna pick? Oh my gosh, I look so lost right now.
Are you picking Beetlejuice? I'm forcing your answer because I can't.
The million dollar question.
The million dollar question. Okay. Edgar Allan Poe or Stephen King?
I guess Stephen King.
I guess Stephen King?
Yeah.
Why I guess? Why the
hesitation? I don't know. There's inherently kind of scarier thing about Poe because he's long dead and I don't know, you just see like black and red. But Stephen King, I don't know, he's scared me more. In quantitatively, let's say.
Absolutely.
The Shining, even though the movie The Shining is far better than the book.
And it's funny because King hates it.
You know, maybe I'm going to say Edgar Allan Poe now that I think about it.
Interesting.
The more I think about Stephen King, the less I like him.
Yeah, he hates
like
the
I
movie,
The end of It, I thought was terrible. The end of The Stand, I thought was terrible.
We should do this with every question. Give people like a couple minutes to kind of go flip-flop on their answer. Yeah. It'd be a lot of fun.
I haven't just answered my question once. I'm just like, you know the guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that like lets you in on every nuance of his thought process?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's me. Edgar Allan Poe, final answer.
Final answer. Okay, and for the actual last question,
Nevermore.
Janet. Nevermore. It goes to Janet. And the question is, I'm doing the drum roll as a force of habit because we always end our regular interviews with Ross and Marcio because we're pricks. But this one is not one of those mean questions.
So Janet, The Nightmare Before Christmas or Corpse Bride?
Do you know what? I'm going to have to go Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, of course.
Just for the sheer reason that This Is Halloween exists and that Fall Out Boy have done it and that Panic at the Disco have all done covers and Marilyn Manson was involved. I don't know. That's it. Just, yeah. Gotta be that.
For sure.
I would go with that too.
Yeah.
Corpse Bride was really good too. Obviously, I think it was Tim Burton trying to find the same success that he had with Nightmare.
I want my wedding vows though to be the vows from that. It's like...
What, Corpse Bride?
Yeah, the wedding vows and that are amazing, so I want those to be my actual wedding vows. Not saying I'll ever get married, but, you know, just in case.
Just putting it out there, floating it out there.
Floating it.
Maybe some single undead guy out there.
I mean, they can Vampire. Be dead. I don't mind. I'm single by choice, just not my choice. So a dead guy sounds pretty all right, you know?
I like that. All right, so now I want to ask each and every single one of you, I really want to ask what sort of advice or what's one piece of advice each of you would give to musicians trying to do something special with their fans during the Halloween season? And maybe we can start with Andrew and hopefully we can make out what the hell he's saying.
Don't do it. Just don't do anything. Anything. Don't do it. Just don't do anything.
I love it. Just don't do anything, eh? Janet, how about you?
I don't know. Just embrace it. That's my thing.
Cool. Charlotte?
I would probably say if you want to do something like a holiday special... Try to do it without trying to make any money off it. Like, give away a song for free or yeah. Just do something nice. Mm. Oh, am I breaking up again?
No, you're good. I agree
with
you.
It was. You're okay now, actually.
I think too many musicians are like, or just not musicians, but a lot of people are always just, how can I make the next dollar? It's not always about that, especially during some holiday seasons. It's fun to be a part of it by giving people something for free. You know what I mean? And also, don't forget that giving something, you know, for free to people, often you'll get people that wouldn't necessarily buy your music, you know, and they might end up getting something which down the road, they might actually end up buying your music or coming to a show or watching you on a live stream. So, give things away for free, I think, for sure. And finally, James, your advice.
Well, I guess you could do a concert. It's always a good, like, everyone's out and dressed up and everything. So give them a place to go. And then, I mean, as far as giving stuff away, I was going to say, like, you just put a bunch of ones and zeros in a bowl. And when kids come to the door, you just throw a bunch of them in and tell them it's your new album.
I like it. I love it. I love it.
I don't know. You know, it's. I would say, yeah, give away your CD as trick or treat things, but
why not? Why not though?
It's just expensive to do.
Yeah. Well, promotional though, right?
Yeah. Plus, most of the kids would try to eat it and wonder what the hell a CD is.
Kids these days.
Arr.
Guys, what are your favorite Halloween movies?
Hmm.
This is a tough one for me. Ross, you want to get it started?
Yeah, I'm going to give one that's like a really terrible movie because, you know, that's just what I do. It's supposed to be a horror movie, but it's not really a horror movie. It's called Troll 2.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
great.
It's about goblins, not trolls, because that was a translation error.
Nilbog.
Want to turn, yeah, the town called Nilbog. They want to turn everyone into vegetables and eat them because they're vegetarians.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is so bad that it's amazing. I love it so much.
Oh my God. You know what? My favorite thing to watch on Halloween is actually all the Simpson Halloween specials, the Treehouse of Horror. I love, like, they're all on right now and I just love them. They're classics. I mean, some of the more recent ones are, well, even though the Simpsons have kind of gone downhill, that's one thing that's stayed high quality is actually the Halloween specials. That, even though it's not a movie, that's what I would recommend to people. How about you, Charlotte?
I don't really know any Halloween movies because I don't really know a lot about Halloween.
That's so sad. You were the perfect guest for us to get on the show today. This was planned out perfectly.
I know. I'm so un-Halloween-y. It's crazy.
All right, we'll skip you then. How about you, Janet?
Pretty much every day for me is Halloween, I'm not going to lie. So I watch far, far too many horror films. Like, it's my daily diet. Like, my guitar player hates staying at my house because he knows that we're going to watch horror. Like, the last time he said he'd never seen The Shining, so I was like, lad, come on. But he didn't like it because I live in the middle of nowhere. The house is pretty big. And, you know, like, if you're going to get murdered, you'd probably get murdered at my house. Like, so he pretty much freaked out. So I would just normal films that I watch, really.
That is actually one of my favorites, The Shining. That is one of my, that's just one of my favorite films in general.
Not like scary, but it's a good
it's
watch.
It's creepy though.
But it is though. You do get just.
I think it's more disturbing. Annoying.
Disturbing. It's disturbing.
That,
yeah. I think
the
that's
woman
right
character
way.
In that film though. Oh, I'm like, stop being so weak. God,
I know, she's so
your
annoying.
Child is stronger than you are. What are you doing?
I know, when he's bashing through the door there, that scene, and she's, I know.
Yeah.
No, actually, my favorite part is when he's typing in like that great room, he's typing in there and he just starts losing it on her. He's like, bashing his head. He's like, every time you have a, that's like my favorite. Like I, my jaw drops at how good of an actor he is, but I am also laughing my ass off at just how terrible of a human being he
is.
How about you, Andrew?
Halloween.
Like which one? The classic one or the newer ones?
The original one.
The original ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you've never seen it. We'll have to give that a shot, James. We'll have to watch those classic ones.
Yeah, isn't the first one Mike Myers isn't even in it? Or he's like a little kid or something? Or is that, did I get that wrong?
He's in it. He's not in the third one. For some reason.
We're hearing you now, Andrew. This is great.
Is it Friday the 13th that Jason isn't, he's not the killer?
Yeah, it's his mom. It's his mother. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Spoiler
Sorry,
alert.
I got those confused. Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the 1980s. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Sorry to anyone who has not been around for the last 30 years. I'd love for everyone to maybe share a little bit of where people can find them online, and feel free to let us know what's coming up for you guys. And what people can be excited about. So let's go randomly with Charlotte.
You can find me at theglasschildofficial.com, and there you'll find all my other links. And what's coming up for next for me is just record new music.
Nice. And you're pretty active on Twitter, and it's just a glass child, right?
Yes.
Awesome. How about you, James?
I'm just about to hit the road. I'm Finger 11's going across Canada starting next week. So you can see me out on the road. If you're on the West Coast, I'll be out for a Halloween gig somewhere out there. You can find me on jamesblack.ca. That's the place to go for all the info about my solo stuff. And I'm just writing songs. Once I hit the road, I usually go into like a writing mode. So hopefully new music from James Black or our country band, Blackie Jacket Jr. So yep. a lot of hands, a lot of fingers and a lot of pies.
That sounds really dirty.
I was going to ask if there are pumpkin pies, you know, to keep it Halloween-y.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Sure, Ross. So that makes you happy. Just as a side note, James, so you're playing, are you going to be recording another solo record then?
I hope so. Yeah.
I'm
just gathering up the songs for it now. Like it just, for every one song you write, there's one that's like,
right.
It's okay. So I just like, cause there's no pressure, no rush. I just want to make sure they're all good ones that I really like. So, but I got a good handful of them.
Awesome. That's awesome. And Andrew, where can people find you online? What's coming up for you, brother?
Up stuff like that you can find at Standby Records. And I'm actually releasing a cover song in Mods and Mods this month for in the spirit of Halloween.
Nice, awesome.
For free. So there's that. And Twitter, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, which is Andrew Leo De Leon.
And Janet, how about you?
www.jantavon.com, and that's links to like all the socials. Also, I'm releasing a Christmas EP called Duvides, and I'm heading out to New York in November to promo it, along with a lot of promo here in the United Kingdom and Ireland. So, yeah.
That's exciting. I want to ask you, in your Twitter is Janet Jealousy.
Yeah.
Why is it Janet Jealousy?
Because I was 11 years old, obsessed with alliteration, and had access to the internet. So that happened.
Superb. I like that. Thanks. I like that a lot.
So yeah, working on tons of websites. You find my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. I'm on Twitter all the time at electrickiwi. So just... yeah, come and chat.
I'm currently writing for my next solo album, and I've just released my electronic side project, Midnight Soundtracks, debut album, 4Play. You can hear my music on marciannavelli.com. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, and that's all /marciannavelli. And this episode was also brought to you by Chris Keaton Presents. Find out more about what our good friend Chris does and how he can help you at chriskeaton.com.
And if you want to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic.
Seriously, guys, thank you so much for coming on. Definitely come back on again soon. We want to encourage our listeners and guests to our listeners do we have any viewers our viewers and listeners to check all you guys out and continue to support what you guys are doing. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.